Welcome to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant. The Legacy and Faith Show is about the journey of discovering how to create plans that protect wealth and family values for generations. And now the host of the Legacy and Faith Show, Paul Grant.
And I'm so glad that you have joined me today for another edition of the Legacy and Faith Show. And maybe you have listened enough to know that if I don't have my co-host, Mark Holland, that probably means that I have a guest in studio. And in fact, that's exactly what today's show is about. I do have a guest in studio with me. I have Beau Ledoux from Sound Planning Group. And Beau is, we're going to look at Medicare today. Now, we're not going to look at Medicaid, and I always trip myself up, so you're going to have to constantly correct me here today. I'm positive. So, first of all, Beau, welcome to the Legacy and Faith Show. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
So, so the difference between Medicare and Medicaid is that Medicaid is a discussion that we've often had on this radio show where someone needs aid. And that's how I try to keep them differentiated in my brain, which is the aid is that if you need assistance from a governmental entity because you do not have sufficient assets to manage your life, whether it's food assistance, housing assistance, whether it's health care. Oftentimes on our show, we talk about the five-year spend down rule. We talk about times of when someone who is older may need assistance for long-term care. That is Medicaid, so you need assistance. But today we're going to be focusing on Medicare. So Medicare is the discussion that everybody has access to. Once you reach a certain age limit, as a matter of fact, as an employer, I pay a part of my employees' a contribution. So if you have worked during your lifetime, you have contributed to the Medicare system by your employer doing a part and by you doing a part. And at a certain age, then there are benefits that come to your availability. And so we're going to be talking about why, and as a matter of fact, why do we need to talk about this subject will be a point of issue today. But that's where our focus is going to be. What is Medicare? And why do we need it? And why are we seeing so many blooming commercials about it right now? So let's talk about it because there is a this is a very strategic point in time of why we're having the discussion. So again, Beau, thank you for coming on. And what is Medicare in the simplicity? What do we need to tell people as a starting point about Medicare?
Well, that is a great question, and I really like the way you framed it. Keeping it simple, right? Because it's insurance, so there's lots of jargon involved. Well, essentially, what Medicare is people that are qualified through employment, at least 10 years or 40 quarters, are then able to be eligible. And Medicare is health insurance for seniors, and it covers 80% of costs through contracted medical providers. See, right there, I started getting into a little bit of the jargon.
I know, we always do. It's just so easy to slip into, isn't it?
It really is.
So Medicare, so when does this benefit start for individuals? Are there age qualifications? Are there income qualifications? A working qualification? So why is this benefit available to individuals?
So the reason why it's available for individuals is because they're qualified through paying into the system, right? And then once they're eligible, that's what's called the initial election period. So when it comes to Medicare, you're not able to make changes to plans whenever you would like. There's two categories of products to supplement Medicare. And so there's certain periods of time you can make changes.
Okay. And so we're probably in one of those times or getting close to it. So when on an annual basis does that opportunity open up for people?
So one of the biggest election periods for Medicare is the annual election period. That's through October 15th through December 7th.
Okay. So actually, when this is airing, that we are right in the middle of that time period right now. So So today is the day that you can make an annual election. Is that accurate?
Absolutely. So during this time, people that are already enrolled in Medicare have the option to make changes.
Okay. And so is this the only time that they can make changes? Is during this, what is it, about an 8-week period, did you say, or thereabouts?
Roughly, yeah.
And so is this the only time that an individual who is already enrolled in Medicare, is this the only time that they can make an election?
No. There are options available. Now, depending upon which product you have, which category, really, right? There's also what's known open enrollment, which is kind of confusing because it's synonymous at times for people, annual election period and open. But for people that are on Medicare Advantage plans, they can make one change through open enrollment, which is January 1st through the end of March.
Okay, so we're not at that part. So so this is our annual election period, correct? Why is it important then for individuals to hear about this opportunity at this specific time?
Well, again, because there's certain opportunities, certain windows of time to make changes in Medicare. Each year, sometimes people's health changes, right? And so there's different needs that people have. Sometimes their medications change. Certain plans cover medications better than others, right? Also, each year, the plans kind of change a little bit. So a lot of times, people hear about their close friend's plan, and they got some extra benefits that they don't have. Mm-hmm. And so they're like, oh, okay. And so unfortunately, sometimes people take that advice and switch to a different plan without realizing there's consequences regarding maybe they won't have access to their providers or some other components that end up having negative consequences.
So again, trying to keep the beginning of this conversation as simple as possible, when you reach a certain age, then you are eligible to receive a healthcare benefit from what we have put in to the system. So in other words, the federal government is – quote unquote, footing the bill for this healthcare insurance. And this season right now that we're in of making new elections is the ability to change an election in your healthcare insurance pending what may have changed around you. So what are some of the things that people or that you've seen that that people come to you to say, I need to make a change because. So what are some things people should be thinking about that would cue them off to say, I should really think about whether or not the current insurance is working for my needs? You mentioned a couple of them, like a change in health or somebody at McDonald's in the line said, hey, by the way, are you, you know, my health care covers this because that's what you get when you stand in the line at McDonald's. So so what are some examples then of people needing to make an adjustment in their life?
Well, by far the biggest one where my clients reach out to me is they just say it's that time of year. Let's reevaluate my situation and see what options are available.
Okay, so your clients know intuitively that this is the time to go ahead and make an annual look at their health care insurance, specifically, again, Medicare insurance, of whether or not it's meeting the challenges and the needs that they have specifically. So why are some of the reasons people would need to make an adjustment?
So like I mentioned, the majors are prescription drugs and providers.
Right? Okay.
Those are the majors. Other than that, again, it's the extra bells and whistles that they hear from their friends and neighbors and family members.
And so what do you mean by bells and whistles? What are some of the things that you've heard people come in and talk to you about that says, well, you know, my friend down the street has this blank bell and whistle. So what does that mean?
So there are certain plans that have alternative medicine, and especially around this area, that is a value that people have that has not been met historically through Medicare. So this year, actually, there are certain plans that actually have massage as a benefit.
Hello.
Yeah. And so when they hear that, I get a, my phone starts ringing.
That's right. Yeah. So, so if you, are in the need of physical, massage and therapy, then this could be a great time to go ahead and, give Bo a call. We'll get to your information about how do people get in contact with you, as we head into break and as we, get out of the show. So be sure to get pen, paper, everything else that you need to take notes on. So, at what age does someone know that they need this service from you? So number one is that they are already enrolled in the Medicare service. Is that correct? So that's what we're talking about right now is you're mm-hmm. already enrolled, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And so so with that, there appears at this time of the year every commercial known to mankind trying to get people to call them. I mean, Joe Namath has come out of the woodwork for Pete's sake. And I see other commercials. It doesn't matter what station or TV station you look at, there are going to be commercials about this. So what is up with all these commercials, Bo?
So that is the other major reason why my clients give me a call. Because part of the commercials towards the end say, you know, make sure you're getting all the benefits you can. And then they say a list of benefits.
Right? Yeah.
And so, unfortunately, the majority of people do not qualify for those benefits. It has to do with Medicaid eligibility as well as Medicare eligibility.
Okay.
So, unfortunately, it is a simple bait and switch, right? And so, which is tragic because most seniors are not really informed of Medicare and how the, you know, and the fundamentals of how it operates. And so they are susceptible to those type of advertising. And essentially they're just going to, at times, you know, just they'll receive a call. They'll call up the company to see their benefits. And then they'll tell them, you know, I'm sorry, you're not eligible, but this plan over here is good for you. And so they'll try to enroll them over the phone. And then at that point, they're limited, unfortunately, to a 1-800 number. They don't have any local support for their Medicare, and they're left with a plan that they're not really even that informed about. It's just something someone on the phone said, oh, this plan will work for you.
Okay. And so this type of a discussion needs to be personal. It needs to be informed. And we're going to talk more about this with Bo as we come back from break, but we need to head into a break right now. You're listening to the Legacy and Faith Show. I'm Paul Grant, the host, and you can find out more information about what I do as an estate planner. There's so many parallels that I've already heard from Bo as far as what I do. But I am an estate planning attorney and likewise a believer. That's why we have this radio show to get you good information that is going to assist you. You can find out more about what I do at legacyandfaith.com. There's past podcasts, there's phone numbers, there's ways to communicate with us. And I know it's like a radio sin to give out two different communications all at the same time, but I'm going to do it anyway. So, Bo, here's our first opportunity. How do people get in contact with you if they've already been intrigued and say, well, I should call Bo?
Mm-hmm. Great question. So there's a website with the agency I'm a part of, Sound Planning Group, and it's mysbg.com.
Mysbg.com. And so thank you for listening to the Legacy and Faith Show. We will be right back after this commercial break.
Hi, this is Paul Grant with the Legacy and Faith Show. Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. God's people need to be fully prepared in managing their finances and ensuring that their wealth is properly transferred. It is our passion to bring this knowledge to the body of Christ. If your church would benefit from having a financial and estate session that is biblically based, then I encourage you to reach out to us so that we can help design and implement a specific and strategic session for your church. Or if you are interested in estate planning services, then I likewise encourage you to reach out to us. You can go to legacyandfaith.com and receive all the information you need. Again, go to legacyandfaith.com.
Many families realize that with the passing of each generation, their family legacy is disappearing and they're feeling regret. To alleviate this heartache, Memories Worth Telling writes their family story and creates a beautiful heirloom book to preserve their unique history. Go to memoriesworthtelling.com to schedule your initial consultation and learn how they can capture your legacy. Once again, that's memoriesworthtelling.com.
We now return to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant, and continue today's practical discussion to apply biblical principles for kingdom purposes.
And our kingdom purpose today is that we need to get you informed about what your options are. You know, wisdom is what we all seek after. We need good, solid, foundational wisdom to make right life choices. We need sound wisdom from people that we can trust and that we can lean into. So if you've been listening to this program for any length of time, I hope that I am a trusted voice and a place where you could gain wisdom. But I have with me Bo Ledoux, and we've been talking about Medicare and the choices and the enrollment period that is right now. And I think you've said something that is really critical that I'd like to pull apart a little bit more, which is we went into break and we were talking about the large companies and the commercials that are on TV right now, trying to grab people's attention, trying to elicit them to make a phone call, pick up a phone. And what they do is they use a fear tactic to say, you're missing something. Yeah. You are absent of something that you are entitled to or should have in order to make your life better or make sure that your health care is more full. And what I have learned is that when individuals listen to voices outside, mm-hmm. they get wrong information. They go to the all-knowing Google, who isn't probably as all-knowing as what we really think that they are, mm-hmm. because Google is in the business of advertising, and they are not a true neutral search engine. They are bringing people to the top so that they can lead you to a specific service because that's how they make their money. And so when people go to Google to find out information about estate planning, whether they need wills or trust, whether whatever information that they need, whether it's about probate or the list goes on of why they are searching and then ultimately are led back to me, there's a lot of misinformation. There's wrong information. So why is it so important to call you instead of pick up the phone and call this big 1-800 number or sit down and start researching it yourself with Google or any other search engine that you want to use? Why you compared to the advertisements or anything else that people see?
So the reason why it's so important to work with someone directly is because they can understand your situation and know which questions to ask that you're not even aware of, right? And I think the fundamental reason why that door of fear is open that end up trapping people is because of lack of education, right?
Yeah.
People just, let's be honest, Medicare sneaks up on people. Right?
Yes,
and then
it does.
Suddenly they find themselves in this situation. And a lot of times they just get advice through people, you know, well-intentioned people, but at the same time, they're not that informed. And then especially with, you know, advertising and so forth, it's too confusing without a foundation of understanding, which is part of what I do and my colleagues do at Sound Planning Group, is help people to understand the fundamentals. We try to tell them, you know, this is a new landscape. We got to teach you a couple things here. You're going to navigate it through a couple years, but then you're going to be a Medicare veteran, right?
Yes.
And the other thing is, it's so sad how complicated it is.
It's a governmental agency that is running this. So yes, if we wanted simplicity, then we're not going to use a governmental agency. So yes, complication is their rule of thumb.
I'll never forget the time I realized just how complicated, needlessly complicated it was. I was talking to somebody. They gave me a call and they were interested in Medicare. And I said, okay, let's set up an appointment. I'll be able to explain some things for you. And they said, no. Go ahead and send me some materials. I'll take a look at it, and then we can talk. I was like, okay, yeah, no problem. Happy to do whatever you want. At the same time, I can give you just a couple pointers so you can kind of know what you're looking at. And he said, no, I'm fine. And then he called me up a couple weeks later, and he said, Bo, I'm so confused.
Yes.
And this gentleman had been a lawyer for 40 years, a contract lawyer for corporations, used to...
Darn lawyers.
used to contracts that are almost a foot high, he said. And he could not make sense of Medicare. And at that point, I realized... And he was looking at me like I'm a guru. And I'm just like, I was so humbled. And I was like, this is a shame how complicated it is.
Yeah, it really is. And so what if someone was to reach out to you, because maybe they've made their initial election and... you know, here's the other thing is that people don't come back to this very often. So I'm going to start there, which is how often should people be looking at making an adjustment to this process, to this system? Because is it kind of like a sign up and thanks for the enrollment and I'm good to go for forever and ever or for a period of years? What is your recommendation as far as how often should somebody be coming back and looking at this plan that they have?
So again, there's a couple different paths for people. Each person has different stories depending upon who they're working with and how they were introduced to Medicare. A lot of people on an annual basis during this time go to what's called a community meeting, right? Well, insurance company presents a plan and helps them understand aspects. This circles back to another reason why it's so important to work with someone and have a relationship moving forward, because when you go to those meetings, realistically, the only thing you're going to be presented is how amazing that plan is.
Right. And so it's a provider point of view instead of an overall client point of view, correct?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so they're going to be selling the points of their product and their company. And so it's short-sighted for the Medicare members. And it's also limiting as far as letting them know what options are available. But then even more so limiting is they're not even aware how those options correlate for their individual needs.
So what can someone expect if they were to reach out to you? So this is an important thing. You've mentioned a couple things here, which is education. I am a big believer in education. Absolutely. We have workshops all the time because I want to build a foundation of right thinking with estate planning. My goal is not just that people come in and use me. That's a fantastic goal. But I am far more interested in giving a solid foundation of what does it look like to do proper planning and why is it so important. Yeah. And it sounds like you have the same type of heart, which is we need to have an educational time first to get the foundation of knowledge, because from there, when we have right knowledge, we can springboard into having right action or at least a better opportunity to select those right actions for a client. So what does it mean? Someone reaches out to you. They go to your website. They click a link. What can they expect from Bo?
So I think what's important at this point is to say it's much larger than me. The agency I'm with has a number of Medicare agents that are fully equipped to help provide the same service of education as well as individualized service. That being said, also Sound Planning Group, what they do is they have Medicare classes. It's called 101. And so it is the fundamentals of Medicare. It's exactly like you said, laying a foundation, right? And there's no obligation. It's free. People can go attend. And then afterwards, if they want an individual Medicare session, as we call it, a strategy session for their specific needs, at no obligation and no fee, we help them. We meet with them and understand their situation and let them know what options are available. So, oh, please.
Yeah, so I was going to just re-highlight that that the educational session, there's no cost to a client or a potential client. And not only that, but to sit down and look at their specific needs, there's no cost to that as well. What does it mean if someone was to sit down with you? What are you looking at? What are some of the questions that you're going to be asking from a potential client of so yeah, what questions are they going to get from you at that time?
This is great. This is where the nuts and bolts come in, right? But again, we're going to keep it simple. So there are two main factors that limit plans to help us to inform people which plans may be appropriate for them, educate them so that they can make an informed decision. Now, there's hundreds of plans around here, right? And so when someone is just wading through the ocean of plans, they don't know what to do. So the two main factors are their providers, right? I want to make sure they're able to, always able to keep relationships with their providers. And then number two is their prescription medications, right? And then certain people like certain options as far as network, right? Different providers that they can see. Some want, an individualized care with their primary care provider. Other people like more flexibility that they can, captain their own ship and see whichever providers they want without a referral. Those are a couple.
And some people like massage. So therefore, they should be reaching out and looking at what different options and what availability is there. Mm-hmm. So, well, Bo, I want to thank you today for coming in. We've talked a lot about what option exists today. As a matter of fact, if it's okay, I'd love for you to stay with me for one more show. And so next week's show, we're going to talk about what does it mean to make an initial election and walk through that type of confusing discussion point. Bo, if people are interested, if they've been intrigued by this conversation, they need to get to you. So how in the world do they contact Bo?
So the best way to get in contact with me is through the website, mysbg.com. That stands for mysoundplanninggroup.com. And then there's email as well as a phone number, but I'm not sure if that's appropriate at this space.
That's okay. So heading back over to the website one more time. What is it, please?
MySPG. And that is my as in soundplanninggroup.com.
Very good. And this is Paul Grant with the Legacy and Faith Show. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope that you found this show useful and helpful. I want to bring information that you need that is relevant for today. This is a relevant topic. You have an open window. It's a very confined time. So be sure to reach out to Bo and the team that that is around him. They do excellent work. Otherwise, they wouldn't be here. So thank you for joining the Legacy and Faith Show today. Head over to legacyandfaith.com for more information about all the services that we provide. Have a phenomenal and blessed day.
Thank you for joining us for the Legacy and Faith Show. You can find more information about the show and Paul Grant at legacyandfaith.com. Join us next week at the same time as we learn to build God's kingdom and continue our journey on how to protect wealth and family values for generations. All discussions on the Legacy and Faith Show are intended to be about general legal issues. If a situation applies to you, then we encourage you to seek specific legal advice. Please do not rely upon any discussions from this program in place of having a personal relationship with your attorney. Any listener question that may have been answered also does not constitute legal advice and does not establish a client-attorney relationship.